Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Well, welcome to the Red Men TV. It's the review show, the one where Liverpool beat Maribor by 7-0 away in the Champions League. Absolutely stupendous result last night. I'm joined by Tom Dutton and the Paul Machin, if you follow him on Twitter, or Mach, if you follow him on YouTube.
So I had just as a random aside on that, I was asked like a bank telephone conversation how to put what my Twitter handle was, and I was like, the Paul Machin, and it was a very, very northern girl, a Yorkshire girl, and she was like, what, the, how's that spelled, and she went, oh, the. I was like, yeah, it is the Paul Machin, but that's not to give it the pomp and the grandeur that it deserves. The, absolutely.
Oh, that's lovely. So we're going to talk about Liverpool beating Maribor first and foremost. Tom, I mean, what was your overview of the game?
You know what, I don't think we played any different yesterday than we did most games this season, but we just did it. We just scored the goals that we needed to. I've sat on this show 3 times and says we just didn't take our chances. We took our chance, the very first chance we had. It wasn't even a good goal. It was really, really poor pass from Salah. Firmino kind of had to hook it in.
I disagree with that because, you know, when I was watching it back, I think to myself, most keepers there would probably dive across and try and intercept that ball. Mm-hmm. So I think he's played it slightly behind Firmino, such that the keeper can't dive out and get in and intercept it. Like, so ultimately, Firmino still scores. It doesn't matter anyway. You know, the one thing that I was really impressed with, and it wasn't until the player ratings, I think, that I mentioned it last night, Paul, was the gegenpressing from Liverpool was back with a vengeance.
Yeah, Klopp was laughing about it, wasn't it? Just on that last one, that's the perfect example of what we're talking about. It's not a perfect pass for Firmino, is it? And yeah, stuck it in the back of the net, which is the thing that we've probably missed. We've been missing things like that because of those things not being absolutely inch perfect. The way we ran the game, we controlled the game, everything about it was spot on, exactly what Tom says. I don't think the game plan has necessarily changed, but I think the game plan is executed perfectly when you get a goal early on in that game. Yeah. And as soon as we do that, we're totally and utterly set up, and moreover, when we get 2. And by the time it's 3, it's party time, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, I was calling at 19 minutes for them to make subs.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that type of a game, wasn't it? I wanted Ox on and I wanted Solanke on at the time. I'm going to get into the comments. Nick LFCCY says, that was fucking boss. I was sat there with a weird noncy grin all game. # not a nonce. Which I think is the best comment, definitely, that's happened so far.
But you've set yourself up for it, to be honest. If allegations come out, you're the one who sowed that seed in people's minds.
True. So JLFC, You'll Never Walk Alone, says we just took most of our chances at last. Less snapshots and snatches at the ball, like, which is true, isn't it, Tom? I mean, you know, one of the things I do want to talk about is that gegenpressing. I looked through the goals just before we went live again. 4 of Liverpool's 7 goals come from gegenpressing, high in the opposition. Firmino's first, Salah's the third, Salah's the fourth goal, and Oxlade-Chamberlain all from gegenpressing.
Don't get me wrong, their passing was atrocious, and I don't think we had to work necessarily. We obviously worked very hard to get in them positions and get ahead of their outball, basically. Emre Can was great at it all game, but their passing was just atrocious, so they just play the ball to us. And we capitalise. That's what a Premier League standard team needs to do. If a team gives you the ball back in their third, you expect to capitalise. And I think we scared them into playing the ball out early, and they weren't ready for it. The amount of times they hoofed it out of play is a testament.
They looked like a side, Paul, didn't they, whereby I think I'm right in saying they've only conceded 4 goals in 10 domestic games thus far this season. They looked like a side who aren't used to being pressured on the ball, like who wanted to play it out from the back because that's what they can do in their league because they're a little bit better, and they hadn't come up against anything like Liverpool.
And I remember, and it's not a perfect example, I remember the first time we played Arsenal under Brendan Rodgers, and he'd sold us on this, we're going to play this passing football, and then we came against an Arsenal who'd been doing it for 20 years, and we just looked like children trying, you know, kids at the main dinner table, like. And that's kind of what happened there. The gulf in class was evident within the first 5 minutes of that game. You know, we made the jokes about the FIFA star rating and all that kind of stuff, and it was right. You know, they weren't in our league, but I've said plenty of times we've come up against teams that aren't in our league plenty of times in Europe, and obviously the fact that we now hold, you know, the two records in the Champions League, I think for record win and record away win. We don't often do that. We often make really, really hard work of that. And yet, you know, it was great for us to kind of go in. We weren't overconfident. We weren't cocky with it. We just went about our business and we just went about the fact of being a better team. It was great.
Yeah, it was just nice to see the players not playing with a pressure on them. You know what I mean? They're striding around with the ball. They know they're better than this team, and they know that at 3 goals up, you can afford to have shots. I was saying yesterday, don't take wild shots until you're 2 up, and then apparently we were 4 up, and we still weren't even taking that many shots. We were still playing it round. We scored how many?
Six goals from inside the area last night.
Which is fantastic. That's how we need to play football. That's how we try and play football, to be fair. Yeah. Their defence just wasn't good enough to handle it.
And for me, the whole thing started early on in the game with Mo Salah. I think, you know, for me, he wins the ball back for the first goal, doesn't he? Chases down almost a lost cause. Nobody else on the field can get to that. He plays the ball in for Roberto Firmino. He set the standard for me of what that game is. And there's been times this season where I think we've really missed Adam Lallana for being the player to do that, to spark everybody else into life. For me, Mo Salah did that last night. But the guy
that really set the tone in that, though, and go back to the start, he passed it rather than shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
He made sure we got the goal. The goal was the most important thing, which was just amazing.
And then secondly, Milner picked up the baton for me. I thought he was unbelievable, Paul.
Yeah, and I've seen a few people saying, that was a good performance from Milner. Wasn't a good performance by Milner. It was a great performance by Milner. The quality of the opposition is absolutely irrelevant in that, because he was head and shoulders and our best performer in a game where Salah got 2 goals, Firmino got 2 goals, bunch of assists, you know, etc., etc. We had some solid performances, some very, very, very good performances. We've won 7-0. It was a record-breaking performance, and James Milner was absolutely outstanding.
Who else plays that ball for the second goal? I don't know anyone else I can think of who goes, the ball's, I'm nearly running out of play, and I'll hook it round.
No one else in our squad.
No other centre midfielders getting into that position, are they? And it was that willingness to find himself in these pockets of space that set Milner's performance apart from everybody else who's played that centre midfield position so far this season, wasn't it?
I mean, you look at Jeannie Wijnaldum does it a different way, where he'll find himself, they kind of stay in the channels, they don't really go out wide that much, but Milner was more than happy. You saw towards the end of the game, Milner was effectively playing right wing, and then just let us play in the centre a bit more, and just Genie and Chan took charge in the middle because they're used to that. They're good at that. So he's done that so many years at top level, James Milner, playing on the wing. And yeah, it's just nice to have someone with a cool head in them positions playing that final ball that we need, and we capitalise on that.
Paul, question for you, mate. Richard Joshi says, should Milner start the game against Spurs? And if so, who should be dropped? And so, I'm going to add the word rested in as well.
Yeah, dropped is rotated is the word for that one, really. I've seen a lot of people saying that Henderson should stay sat on the bench. I completely disagree, by the way. I thought Emre Can was really good last night in the six, albeit with not a great deal to do. for me, it's Jordan Henderson. It's Emre Can that loses that place. And, you know, we were talking briefly about the pass map from last night. And I think it's telling that Gini Wijnaldum was put into the position Emre Can played against Man United. And I thought that another good game playing the box-to-box guy, whereas Milner was tasked with being the furthest forward, which is what Wijnaldum was doing against United. And I just think Milner did it loads better. Now, maybe that's a case for Wijnaldum to lose his place. I don't think it is. I think the energy that he brings, it would be for me. I don't think Milner will come in against Spurs. We'll do this on the build-up show that'll go out tomorrow, of course. But I wouldn't be upset. I don't think anyone would be bothered. I think we've now got four midfielders in a reasonable vein of form, all of whom you can call upon to do different jobs depending on what's required of them.
Okay, back into the comments then. Joshua Rogers says Milner over Henderson any day of the week. Transfer Zone says we should start Milner over Chan because he has a bit more drive and a bit more creative and he's not rash in the tackle. Gareth Jones says, come on, fellas, Milner should be first choice and Henderson should be dropped.
I disagree.
And Transfer Zone adds again, and this one to you, Tom, before you answer, but Milner can't play as a six, which I think is probably
well,
the
right
call.
That's what I was about to say then, is that someone made a comment on that on the player ratings, is Milner will not come in for Henderson. It's Henderson has that place. It's Henderson Chan in rotation for the six.
It's a misunderstanding because technically Milner did come in for Henderson for this game, by all accounts, but he wouldn't come in as a direct like-for-like replacement because even though Milner, I think in the rotation of that midfield, if James Milner ends up at the base of that midfield to cover, he'll do fine. He's played a season at left-back. Yeah. You know, he's not going to let us down in that job. But as we know, our specialist is Chan. As a six, our specialist for that position in our system is Jordan Henderson.
Yeah. And he's great at it. I mean, I'd love to see a midfield with Henderson, with a Gini and a Milner. And then think of the options you've got anyway. You've got Chan off the bench. Coutinho will probably be playing left wing and he can come back if you want to go a bit more attacking. I like it. We've got all these players for a reason and it's showing, it's bearing fruit. And we still haven't got... We won that game yesterday. We battered them. We haven't got Lallana there. We haven't got Klein there. And it doesn't even matter, we're not talking about it at all.
Yeah, like everything, these things and all your problems pale into insignificance when Liverpool win, and moreover, when you win as well as we did last night.
Daniel Dulbo says, coffee or tea?
I'm a bit of both. Tea. I've been enjoying whatever coffee you're
getting. I feel like
this
is a bit of both, Tom, if I'm honest.
It is time. I stared Chris's, then stared yours.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's coffee for me all
day.
Okay, one other fellow I want to discuss before we wrap it up, because we're going to go and film the final word show, which is a full hour dissecting this game on the redmentv.com. £5 a month, get over there. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
We're also doing the Reds news roundup today. Have we got anything else on? We've got the build-up show as well.
Build-up show as well. But yeah, so the final word show, we're going to be talking more about the impact of James Milner. We're going to talk about the absence of Sadio Mane, which is very, very interesting. We're going to expand on the gegenpressing thing. We're going to be looking at your man of the match votes as well and a whole host of other things in detail. So come over to the website and watch that. It'll be
okay, so the last person that I wanted to discuss, Tom, is Roberto Firmino. What did you make of his performance? Because he gets two goals on the night. He gets an assist as well. And this is, I think I'm right in saying that was his first goal in six.
Really?
The first one, yeah.
He just, I think he added the goals, and again, you kind of got to qualify this with the fact that Maribor were terrible on the night, but again,
you don't have to.
You don't have to, but I think you need to just to. We made them worse than they were, obviously, but I think at least he capitalised on his chances. He had a performance that he normally does, but he added goals to that.
He's been poor, hasn't he? I think that's fair to say. Even if you go,
in
you look at it.
Gordon, yes,
but exactly. But there was a point. It's funny because it goes back to fancy football. And this is always always puts you on less than solid ground when you're making a football argument. But I always had that Firmino in my fancy team because he was guaranteed to score or get an assist every week. Mm-hmm. Or you'd never go more than a week without him getting a contribution towards a goal. And that's just dried up. And the problem is, of course, if he's the guy leading the line, and if Liverpool aren't scoring, it's because it's not quite clicking for him as well. It covers up a multitude of sins, but that's might be just what he needed. You know, yeah. Sometimes you do just need to get into the habit of sticking the ball in the back of the net.
Okay, well, back into the comments then, because I asked everybody in the comments what they thought of Roberto Firmino last night. Matt Zaitch says, about time Bobby scored. He's too hot and cold for me. Firmino picked up some great positions last night, says Nick LFCCY. Evan Donlevy, he played well and I'm glad he finally scored. He showed what he can do. Thomas Ligard, Firmino was class yesterday. Simon Jorgensen, Firmino's a beautiful man. He knows where to be. I mean, everybody's loving it. Firmino's a workhorse. But the most interesting comment, and I think it's the most interesting because I've been saying it for ages, to be honest with you. No other reason. Where are we? Oh, no. Oh, Finn Bailey, he's good at making space, and that's the reason we get a lot of goals. But we need a striker who can do that, and he's a natural goal scorer. If that wasn't the one that was about him.
What was interesting? You have a look for it, Tom. What was interesting for me was, again, Mohamed Salah. It's another situation where you could say, imagine if he could finish.
Yeah,
he's a man who scored two goals last night.
Yeah,
but how many shots he just made a complete hash of? Yeah. If that lad at any point becomes clinical,
yeah,
he's going to score 40 yeah. goals in a season.
Yeah. He's already got 8 in 13 now for us and a couple of assists as well. So the comment I found, and we'll wrap up the show on this one, is Fergal Stapleton. Firmino needs to be put into a number 10 role. In my opinion, his pressing game is second to none, which is why Klopp uses him. Is that something that you can see this Liverpool side evolving into with Firmino in that 10, or do you think that he will be that linchpin number 9 for Liverpool for the foreseeable?
I think we've got other players who are better at that, if I'm honest, in my opinion. I think we've got Lallana to come back in. Coutinho, I think, would play that better just because I think he's got a shot on him as well. I don't think I've seen Bobby strike that many balls outside the box and them be as good as Coutinho. I think he just lets our whole attack work. He lets that rotation work. When he goes out to the wing, our wingers know to come in and we know how to play around with that. So I don't think we have another player who can replicate what he does as a number yeah, 9, which is why I wouldn't.
Do you think then, Paul, sort of taking Tom's point forward, do you think we will look to sign somebody who can do everything and a bit more, or what that Firmino performance was last night, or do you think Klopp will be happy with him going forward?
So we did a bit of this on the podcast, which you should very much go and listen to, by the way. It was excellent this week. It's excellent every week, but it's good if you need us in your ears. But I don't see that happening this season, and I agree. I think you could do it at a push. Now, if Sturridge or Solanke absolutely clicked and become absolute goal-scoring monsters, then maybe Firmino might. I think Klopp likes him that much. He's the kind of player he'll look to get into the team.
Left wing.
But yeah. But I wouldn't. So it wouldn't shock me to see him that. But make no mistakes, we are going to go out and buy. We will either buy a centre forward who does what Firmino does plus going the other way, or Solanke will become it, or Ings will become it, or Origi will become it. And then I think you're right. I think we might, if we do change to 4-2-3-1, you might see Firmino more than the 10, because he can do it. He'd be very, very good at doing it. But right now, you take him out of that team, and we're a worse team for putting him anywhere else on the pitch. So, yeah.
Okay, and finally, because it is Liverpool and we are on social media, we've got to have a gripe. And Simon Jorgensen's chirped in with that clock doesn't work, does it? And also, who else has noticed as
well? It does work.
Yeah, we just don't have it on.
Just doesn't have a battery.
Fix that clock, says Venger 6. So there you go. That was the review show. We're going to get straight over and start recording the final word show now that we're all warmed into it. Can't wait for that show. It's going to be an absolute belter. Do go and check it out. There's also the Lucas Leiva interview from last week, which is just outstanding. Lucas invited us to his house in Rome. We went over there. He was so relaxed, wasn't he, Paul? It was good to see. I mean, you know, the three of us went over there, spent a little bit of time with him, had a great couple of conversations. We've got two more videos coming off the back of it, so now really is a great time to get over to theredmentv.com and start your 3 months trial. It really is. Don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and leave us your thoughts to last night's game in the comments section below.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ,
the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.